哦，大家早上好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
哦，先打开，请大家打开你的诗歌本的啊封面啊。
Can I please invite you first to open your hymn book?
那打开诗歌本的封面，我要你们看三一颂。
I want you to turn to open the cover of it and take a look at the doxology.
就是这里这个三一颂。
This is on the inside front cover of your hymn book.
那我们一起观察这个诗歌。
And let us look together at this hymn.
当我们常常在聚会的开头，我们唱这首诗歌的时候，你不会常常，你不会看，你不会去观察作者是谁，还有写作的日期是什么。
Now, often when we start our service and when we sing this song, you won't usually take notice of the title, the name, or the author's name, the date of writing.
可是今天，请大家注意一下。
But today, I would like you to notice it.
那三一颂是一个非常非常著名的一个诗歌。
This doxology is a very famous hymn.
你到世界各地的教会，他们也是唱三一颂。
And wherever in the world you go to the churches, there will be singing this.
那英文的名字叫 All Hundred， 是个非常著名的一首诗歌。
In English, it's also called All Hundred.
然后你看右上头这里写是什么？这是一个日内瓦的一个诗歌。
Now take a look at the fine print on the top right. It is a Genevan Psalter.
你看它的写作日期是1551年
and it's written in 1551.
这告诉我们这个写作日期是宗教改革的时期所写的一首诗歌。
What this tells us is this hymn was written during the Reformation.
这个诗歌是日内瓦编辑的一个诗歌。
In fact, it was written in Geneva.
在这个时候，在日内瓦的牧师是谁？在日内瓦的牧师是约翰加文。
Now at this time, who was the pastor of Geneva?The pastor of Geneva was John Calvin.
所以我们唱这首歌的时候，你要知道约翰加文用不同的言语，同样的曲调唱这首诗歌。
And as we sing this hymn, you must remember that John Calvin himself sang this song, perhaps in a different language, but the same tune.
那在宗教改革的时候，欧洲是天主教是国教。
During the Reformation, in Europe, Catholicism was the state religion.
在当时候，坐在下面的信徒你们是不能唱诗歌的。
And in that time, those of you who would be sitting in the pews would not be able to sing.
像我们这些百姓是不能唱诗歌，是要是圣职人员，是那些教父所唱的诗啊，他们来唱诗。
And the laity would not be able to sing. In fact, the singing, the responsibility of the singing was left to the clergy.
所以当时候的信徒又不能读圣经，又不能唱诗。
And in that time, the believers could neither read their Bibles for themselves or sing.
就在像日内瓦这样一个城市
except in a place like Geneva.
这个城市接受基督教。
In Geneva, the city accepted Christianity.
基督教的信徒在这个城市可以读经，可以唱诗。
And the church in Geneva was allowed to read the Bible and sing.
然后请大家看歌词。
Now please take a look at the lyrics.
这个诗歌又是诗歌又是祷告。
This is both a hymn and a prayer.
你看后面的那个 Amen.
And you'll notice the Amen at the back.
那内容是什么？那个结构是什么？
What is the content and the structure?
这里讲了神是创造者，然后这里也形容了受造物天君，还有什么世上的人。
It talks about the creation and the omnipotence of God. It talks about the creature and its submission.And it praises God.
然后你看它的结尾提到什么？它宣告三一神的赞美，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
In fact, at the end of the hymn, it praises Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
那我们唱了，我们不去思想这个它的这个重要性，这个它的含义。
And often when we sing it, we don't understand its significance.
这里有浓浓的改革中的神学，三一神的神学。
It is rich in Reformed theology of the Triune God.
这里的信徒不赞美玛利亚，不向圣徒祷告，他们在宣告什么？他们的信仰，他们说天主教所传的、所信的是错的。他们这首诗歌是祷告，也是一个宣告。
This song that they sang, this hymn, was also a declaration against the Catholic beliefs or the Catholic practices of.Praising Mary, or praying to the saints, or needing to be interceded through Catholic priests, they prayed personally to this Triune God.
所以当时天主教的人不能唱诗，基督徒可以唱诗。
Back then, Christians could not sing hymns.
Catholics
could not sing hymns.
Christians could.
天主教徒不能看圣经, 基督教徒可以看圣经。 Catholics could not read the Bibles for themselves, but the Christians could.
天主教徒不能向神祷告, 基督徒可以向神直接祷告说 Amen.
The Catholics could not go directly to God in prayer, but the Christians could access directly God and pray to Him and say Amen.
所以简单的观察一个诗歌, 认识背景, 认识结构, 认识它的句子, 还有它的词汇, 让我们深深地体会这个诗歌的这个意义。
And just a simple hymn like this, as we observe its content and structure and its words, can help us understand its meaning.
我们唱这首诗歌就连接了加尔文时代500年前的这个信徒们。
And by singing this song, it links us with the Christians who were in the Reformation over 500 years ago.
所以今天我们要一起看诗篇第七篇。
Today, I would like to invite you to look at Psalm 7.
所以请翻到诗篇第七篇。
So please turn to Psalm 7.
所以就像刚才我们用结构、用句子、用词汇、用背景来理解三一颂，我们也同样的来理解诗篇第七篇。
And in the same way as we did with the doxology to try and understand its historical background, its structure, and its words, that's what we will do today with Psalm 7.
好，我们要一起来观察、学习这个诗歌所要教导我们的这个真理。
We will be studying this psalm to see the truth that it wants to teach us.
所以，理解诗篇第七篇有一些的难度。
Now understanding Psalm 7 can be a bit challenging.
它一共有17节。
It has 17 verses.
其实不是很长。
It is not exactly long.
可是中间有一段它的结构不清楚。
But there is a passage in the middle which the structure is not easy to grasp.
然后这个诗篇我们也不知道它写作的日期是在什么时候。
It's also hard to determine when exactly this psalm was written.
因为圣经没有别处记载，等一下我们要读的这个古时，那个便雅悯人古时是在什么时候出现的？
Because there isn't a record of the ancient history of the Benjamites.
所以当我们来到比较困难理解的诗篇的时候，我们更加的要清楚背景结构、句子还有这个词汇。
So when we come to a psalm like this, where we don't really have that information, it becomes all the more important that we understand the background, the structure, the sentences, and the key words.
所以让我们先一起念诗篇第七篇。So
let's first read Psalm 7 together.
那在念之前，我要跟这个听中文的听众讲，当我们读到第四节的时候，有一个句子，我会用新译本来念。
And just to preempt our Chinese readers, when I get to verse 4, I will be using a slightly different translation to read this for you.
好，诗篇第七篇，大卫指着便雅悯人古时的话，向耶和华所唱的流离歌。耶和华我的神啊，我投靠你，求你救我脱离一切追赶我的人，将我救拔出来。恐怕他们像狮子撕裂我，甚至撕碎，无人搭救。 耶和华我的神啊，我若行了这事，若有罪孽在我手里，我若以恶报那与我交好的人，心一本无辜抢夺仇敌，就任皮仇敌追赶我，直到追上，将我的性命搭在地上，使我的荣耀归于灰尘。耶和华，求你在怒中起来，挺身而立，抵挡我敌人的暴怒。 求你为我兴起你已经命定施行审判，愿众民的会环绕你，愿你从其上归于高位。耶和华向众民施行审判，耶和华，求你按我的公义和我心中的纯正判断我。愿恶人的恶断绝，愿你坚立一人，因为公义的神查验人的心肠肺腑。 神是我的盾牌，他拯救心里正直的人。他是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。若有人不回头，他的刀必磨快，弓上弓臂上线，预备妥当了。他也预备了杀人的器械， 他所射的是火箭，二人因惊愕而屈劳，所怀的是毒害，所生的是虚假。他掘了坑又挖深了，竟掉在自己所挖的井里。他的毒害必临到他自己的头上，他的强暴必落到他自己的脑袋上。我要照着耶和华的公义称谢他，歌颂耶和华至高者的名。
Psalm 7, a Shigayon of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush a Benjamite. O Lord, my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest a lion, like a lion, they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces, with none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is any wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it return on high. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. O let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns on his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord the Most High.
今天我们的题目是当密友反目成仇。
Today our theme is when friends become enemies.
这个题目就是完全根据大卫的这个情况来写的，所以 it's not invented by me.
And it is a theme that is in line with what David was saying as he wrote Psalm 7. It is not invented by me.
这是一首受委屈、受冤枉之人的诗歌。
This is a psalm written by one who has been wronged and mistreated.
可能在读的时候，这首诗歌使你勾起一些记忆。
And perhaps as we read this psalm brought to mind a memory in you.
可能你曾经受过密友的这个重伤。
Perhaps you have been seriously hurt by a close friend.
可能你受过亲人刻薄的待遇。
Perhaps you have been treated badly or carelessly by a relative.
可能你受到同事的敌意。
Maybe you have your colleagues have been hostile.
可能你的父母抛弃过或者对你做了不恰当的事。
Or maybe your parents have been have treated you badly.
或者你受到爱人的背叛。
Perhaps you were betrayed by someone you love.
你在这一切事中，你虽然没有对不起他们，可是他们却负了你。
And even in the midst of all of that, you had not wronged them, they still treat you this way.
所以跟大卫一样，这是你的诗歌。
Like David, this is your song.
所以请注意这里的开头的介绍，对不起大卫的是一个叫古实的便雅悯人。
Now notice the fine print at the start of this. The person who has wronged David is a Benjamite by the name of Cush.
所以一开头我们就有一些理解上的这个困难，因为圣经没有别处记载古实这个便雅悯人的记录。
So right off the bat, we have a challenge in interpreting this because nowhere in the Bible does it.Is there a record of Cush a Benjamite?
可是我们可以明白便雅悯人对大卫的敌意是什么，因为有两处经文可以教导我们。
But we can broadly understand the attitude that the Benjamites had towards David through two verses.
首先是在亚撒龙他的儿子反叛的时候，这个是便雅悯人示美所说的话。他说什么？你这流人血的坏人啊，去吧，去吧。你流扫罗全家的血，接续他做王。耶和华把这罪归在你身上，将国交给你儿子。现在你自取其祸，因为你是流人血的人。
In 2 Samuel chapter 16, these words were spoken by a Benjamite Shimei, who spoke these words during the treason of David's son Absalom. And he cursed David, saying, get up, you men of blood, you worthless men. The Lord has avenged on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your evil is on you, for you are a man of blood.
然后又在另一处有一个叫这个示巴的便雅悯人，他这么说：“他说，我们与大卫无份，与约西的儿子无色。以色列人啊，你们各回各家去吧，他要他们散掉，他在起义。”
Elsewhere in 2 Samuel, a Benjamite by the name of Sheba said this to David: "We have no portion in David, and we have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel."
所以从这两处经文，我们可以感受到便雅悯人对大卫的敌意是多深。
Just from these two verses, we get a sense of how deep the hostility is between David and the Benjamites.
他们诬告大卫是什么？是叛贼。
They accuse David of being a traitor.
他们不满意大卫统领他们。
And they're not happy about being led by David.
然后他们一直心里什么？要起义，起。 起争乱,
and there is constant rebellion in their heart.
所以大卫对便雅悯人所向他所说的话，他们的敌意，大卫非常的痛心，写了这个诗歌。
In these words, David was extremely distressed, and out of that distress, he wrote Psalm 7.
那我们要明白这个便雅悯这个支派对大卫是多么的重要，在他的心中有多么的大的重要。
Now let's first understand. In David's heart, the significance of the tribe of Benjamin.
所以下半这里是犹大国犹大地。
Now at the bottom half of the map, you will see the land of Judah.
然后便雅悯在这里。
And just above it, you will see Benjamin.
所以便雅悯对犹大支派跟对大卫有很大的亲密的关系。
And so the relationship between the tribe of Benjamin and Judah was very close.
那便雅悯是谁呢?
Who was Benjamin?
便雅悯我们知道是得宠的兄弟。
We know that Benjamin was the favored brother.
约瑟给他五倍的这个饮食。
And at Joseph's table, Joseph gave Benjamin five times the portion.
便雅悯是受保护的一个兄弟。
Benjamin was a protected brother.
当约瑟要拘留这个便雅悯的时候，是犹大跟约瑟说兑换，我保护我的弟弟，你留我，你让便雅悯回家。When
Judah in had offered to take Benjamin's place and let him go back to with his brothers.
那便雅悯也是一个著名的这个支派。Benjamin
is also a famous tribe.
在士师记首先提到的是犹大支派的士师，然后第二个就是。 左手勇士以父
In Judges, the first judge that was mentioned was Judah, and then the second was a judge who was left-handed,
a Benjamin. 然后我们继续的看便雅悯支派，他们是什么？他们是神枪手，他们是用左手摔石的这个勇士。
We also see that the Benjamites were sharpshooters, and they were left-handed. And they could use a sling with their left hand.
请问在以色列的这个历史最著名摔石的这个勇士是谁？
In Israel's history, who was the most famous slinger?
Who? 大卫打仗跟便雅悯所用的这个武器也是一样的。
David in his battle used also the instrument of the Benjamite.
那便雅悯支派在很多的国王之下都有神枪手，在扫罗。 在大卫，还有在亚萨的这个统治下，他们也有很大的这个作为。
Now they were also the Benjamites were also mighty warriors, and they served under many kings, including Saul and David.
所以他们所说，他们所对他所说的话，为什么大卫这样注重？因为这个是一个很重要的支派。
Why was it that what they said had such a big impact on David? Because they were a tribe of significance, of importance.
我们所说的，便雅悯支派跟犹大支派住的最靠近。
We already said that the Benjamites and Judah were the closest tribes because they They were the proximity wise, they were closest.
大卫自己服侍什么? 便雅悯支派的王。
David himself served a Benjamite king.
大卫打仗就很像便雅悯支派的神枪手一样, 用石头击打这个敌人。
When David fought, he fought in the same way that the Benjamite warriors did, using a sling to fell his opponent.
大卫最好的朋友是什么支派的?
David's best friend, what tribe was he from?
他的朋友是便雅悯支派的王子。
He was a Benjamite prince.
他自己娶了便雅悯支派的公主。
David himself married a Benjamite princess.
那个公主还有那个王子曾经救了他的命，在不同的场合救了他的两次。
And that same Benjamite wife and Benjamite friend saved his life.
然后他的在他的生命中，扫罗跟这个便雅悯支派的精兵一直追赶他，可是他没有对付他们。
And as he ran from Saul and Saul's elite troops of Benjamite warriors, he did not lay a finger on them.
然后他做王之后，他还去什么？他去找约拿单的儿子，找了这个米非伯设来什么照顾他，来抚养他。
After he became king, he went and sought out Jonathan, his friend's son, to treat Mephibosheth, to treat him graciously and to take care of him.
那米非伯设在这个亚撒龙的这个起义有关系，大卫也赦免他。
And despite Mephibosheth being involved in the revolt of Absalom, David forgave Mephibosheth.
我们为什么要花那么时间讲这个支派？因为他们他对大卫非常的重要。
Why should we spend so much time understanding this tribe? It is because they had great importance to David.
我们很快的看了他们的历史，我们看到什么？大卫从来没有对不起便雅悯支派。
And just as a quick survey of their history, we see that David had never offended the tribe of Benjamin.
他的好朋友，他的妻子，他打仗的方式跟便雅悯支派都息息相关。
And there was such close relationship between his own life, his way of his battle, his friends and his wife. He was so closely related to the Benjamite tribe.
所以在诗篇第七篇，他对古实便雅悯这个人的这个敌意，他非常的痛恨。
And so it was extremely bitter for him to receive these words from Cush the Benjamite.
所以第一到第二节,
so we see in verses 1 and 2.
我们观察一下。第一和第二节为这所受的委屈，大卫开脱的话是什么？耶和华。
For all the grievances that David suffered, he opened the psalm by saying, O Lord, my God.
他表明神是他的避难所。
He expressed the fact that God was his refuge.
你看他这里做了对比，敌人像狮子，耶和华是他的避难所。
And he does a comparison. He talks of his pursuers as a lion, and he talks of God as his refuge.
对于便雅悯人的这个敌意，他们心中的这个恨恶，只有神能够帮他解决。
And this hatred and this hostility from the Benjamites, it is something that only God can help him resolve.
身为君王，大卫可以找米非伯设来帮助他。
As the king, David could get Mephibosheth to help him.
他可以，他身为勇士，他可以什么？他可以用他的军队对付便雅悯的人。
As a warrior, he can use his armies to destroy those who oppose him.
可是心中的这个敌意，大卫不能攻击。这个心中的敌意是他们心中的敌意，只有神能够帮助大卫。
But the enemy in his heart, he could not do anything about it. Only God could deliver him.
他们对他的憎恶是非常的大的。
And it is a big It is such a big thing to David.
所以神如果不拯救他，帮助他，没有人能够帮助他。
If God was not going to save him, nobody could.
所以他开头的话是耶和华聆听以色列人祷告的那个耶和华。
And so he opens this psalm by saying, O Lord, my God, the same God who listens to the prayers and cries of the Israelites.
这个是与大卫立约的耶和华。
This is the same God that had a covenant with David.
这个是与大卫有密切关系的耶和华。
The same God who had an intimate relationship with him.
他要求神什么？救他，救拔他。
And so he appeals to God to save me.
这里的意思有拯救和抢救的意思。
It's saying, save me and deliver me. There is a sense of salvation and there is a sense of rescue.
所以大卫在极难中, 你看他的波及, 他要神什么, 抢救他。
In his great crisis, David wanted to be rescued by God.
可能你坐在当中, 你在极难中。
Perhaps as you are sitting amongst us, you are in crisis.
可能你的家庭成员有极难。
Maybe your family is facing crisis.
你成员里面的这个, 健康有极难。
Perhaps it is health issues that you have in the family.
可能是你的工作, 可能是你的国家的, 政治的情况。
It could be trials in your job. It could be the political situation in your country.
那有时候在极难中, 你没有时间打电话, 找人家, 寻求帮助。
Sometimes in that distress, you don't have the luxury of time to call a friend to ask for help.
可能你在那一刹那, 你就要立刻回应对付你的敌人。
And maybe in that very instant, you have to respond to those who oppose you.
无所不在的耶和华, 你的良友耶稣, 居住在你心灵的圣灵, 祂能够帮助你。
This omnipotent God, your friend Jesus, the Holy Spirit who is in your heart, can help you.
像大卫一样, 你要求神怎么拯救你, 还有什么抢救你。
Ask God to save you, to deliver you.
你不需要单枪匹马地面对困难。
There is no need to face these difficulties on your own.
大卫屡次向便雅悯支派留情，不杀扫罗，帮助米非伯设，恩待他。他们却什么忘恩负义？要什么？你看第二节，他们要像狮子撕裂他。
Despite David showing grace and mercy to the tribe of Benjamin, he did not kill Saul. He treated Mephibosheth graciously. Yet, if you look at verse 2, it says that they want to tear his soul apart.
那我们继续的看第三到第五集，这里大卫很仔细的跟你们说，他是清白的，他没有对不起便雅悯。
Now let's take a look at verses 3 to 5. Here David's extremely clear that he has not done anything to harm the tribe of Benjamin.
我们看他所用的词汇，他三次的重复什么？有罪孽，若以恶待人或抢夺。
Three times, if you look at his language, he says, if there is wrong, if I have repaid my friend with evil, or if I have plundered without cause.
然后他三次的也提到他的手，他的朋友跟他的敌人。
Three times he uses the words my hands, my friend, my enemy.
所以这里的意义是什么？
What's the meaning of all this?
他所说，神啊，我的心里的思想。 我对待朋友或敌人的方式，如果任何的一处有犯罪，神，你就让什么？你看第五节。
In his mind, David's reasoning, and he says, if in my heart, in my mind, if I have committed any crimes against my close friends or even my enemies,
你看第五,
he says in verse 5,
第五节他似乎很像咒诅自己，他说任凭什么？任凭敌人追赶。
He says, and he curses himself if he has done any of this by saying, let the enemy pursue my soul, overtake it, let him trample my life to the ground.
这里意思是彻底的消灭，因为他说什么，我的灵魂，我的命跟我的荣耀。
He's talking about a complete destruction of who he is because he talks about his soul, his life, and his glory.
所以今天如果我们打我们的今天的这个例子的话。
If we use a modern illustration,
你的祷告是神，如果我对我的同事不好，你就让我失掉、失去工作、失去名誉，根本找不到任何的工作，因为我这件事。
You might say, Lord, if I have been unkind or if I have sinned against my colleague, may you remove the job from me and destroy my reputation such that I will never find a job again.
这样的祷告我们不敢做，也不常做。
A prayer like this is not something we dare to make lightly, and certainly not something we do often. It seems like David is calling imprecation upon himself. In fact, what David is trying to say is that he has not done anything to the tribe of Benjamin.
他们所做的敌意，他们对他的敌意其实是错误的，是便雅悯支派的人自己，自己对不起神。
this hostility that they have is misplaced, and in fact, the tribe of Benjamin have themselves wronged God.
是扫罗王自己厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华弃啊、这个厌弃他做王，耶和华才什么才选什么大卫做王。
It was Paul, Saul himself, who rejected the command of God. It was Saul himself who rejected the duties set by God for him, and it was because of this that God raised David to be the king.
那我们当中做工的人，你会听到这个其实 ，it's his job to lose.
Now, those of you amongst us might have heard this line before. It's his job to lose.
所以不是你夺你上司的位置，是你的上司做的不好，被这个裁了，你才坐得上去。
And it means that it's not that you have stolen a position, but it is your superior who has done a bad job and has lost that position. That's why you are there.
所以这里是扫罗王废弃神的命令，神废了他做王。
And because Saul had rejected God's command, God had rejected Saul.
扫罗藐视先知，藐视神。
Saul despised the prophets and the priests.
在扫罗做那件事的时候，他周围有什么？有便雅悯支派的人，他们是知道这个历史的。
And as Saul did this, surrounding him were the Benjamites. They understood this history.
所以其实他们不是怪罪大卫，这其实便雅悯支派的人是怪罪神。
And so it wasn't so much that the Benjamites had offended David, but they had offended God.
所以我们来到第二段，第二段我们要看到大卫。他已经阐述他没有做错事，他要向神申冤。
Now then we reach the second paragraph and we see that David's already expressed that he's not done anything to the Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin.
那我们就来到这段经文啊，比较难找到结构的这个部分。
And here we reach a bit more difficult part of the passage.
那我查考了这个注释书，全部人的这段的结构都不一样。
And I have looked through a lot of commentaries, and a lot of that commentary on this part of the passage is all different.
所以我们说，当结构难的时候，我们看词汇。
So when it's difficult, let's take a look at the vocabulary that he uses.
所以第六到第七节，如果你们仔细看你们的圣经，说大卫的祷告一直重复两个字：公义跟审判。
So if you look at these verses 6-11, you see that there are certain words that David repeats, which is righteousness and judgment.
所以很清楚的，他的重点是什么？他在求公义跟审判。
And so it's clear what his key point is. He is appealing for judgment and righteousness.
所以很像他的祷告，刚才开头很多失意，然后中间他没有失意了，他一直就重复的一个审判跟这个公义的这个词汇。
And so while he appeals to God a lot at the start, here he's now appealing to God's judgment and righteousness.
所以我希望你们大家感到他的体会到他的这个火箭，他真的要看到公义的事行出来。
And I just want you to get a sense of his anxiousness and urgency about having God's righteousness in all of this.
所以第六节他要神行动。
In verse 6, he wants God to act.
所以他三次就说了起来、挺身还有兴起。
And in three different ways, he says to God, "Arise, lift yourself up, awake for me."
这个是行军的这个词汇。
These are militaristic words.
他求神行动。
He's appealing to God to act.
他还求神什么？在怒中行动。
In fact, he's asking God in his anger to act.
为什么呢？因为敌人已经有暴怒了，他要神以怒气对付他们。
Why? Because the enemy is already angry and he wants God to defeat them.
我们看到他们这个的历史，他们的历史是便雅悯人一直不喜悦大卫，一直想谋反，一直想落井下石，一直想咒诅大卫。大卫说：神啊，你要行公义，你要用你的怒气审判他们。
Now we've seen the history and we see that the hostility of the Benjamites was repeated throughout. We see that over and over they rebelled against David and many times they cursed David. David was appealing to God's righteousness to judge their sin.
然后你看第七节，他说愿众民的会围绕神，让神什么归于高位。
And then you look at verse 7 when he says, "Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you, over it return on high.
这里的情景是当神审判便雅悯支派的时候，他要全国的人环绕神，看这神审判便雅悯支派的人。
What he means here is that when God dispenses his judgment on the Benjamites, he wants the entire country to see for themselves this judgment of God.
那为什么这样狠毒呢？
Why is he so brutal?
因为便雅悯人的咒诅不是私底下说的，他们是公开的敌意，公开的反抗。
It's because this hostility is not a private affair between David and the Benjamites. It's a hostility that's widely known and very open.
大卫要求神什么？当众的审判这个便雅悯支派。
David was appealing to God to.Execute this judgment before the people.
然后你看第八节，向什么？向众民施行审判，按什么？按我的公义和我心中的纯正判断我。
Now look at verse 8. He says, "Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me."
所以大卫的要求跟大卫的纯正是很高的这个水准的。
And we see that David'sA request or his standard is extremely high.
当大卫要求神审判，大卫请求神审判他的心，按照他心中的纯正来审判。
And while he asks for judgment on the Benjamites, he asks that God look into his own heart and see that he has whether he has sinned or not.
所以大卫很清楚，他没有对不起便雅悯支派的人。
Again, David's making clear that he has not.Done harm to the tribe of Benjamin.
所以现在我们看到他这样的祷告，我们停下来，我们问自己，在我们的祷告中，当我们说人家对不起我们的时候，我们恳求神帮助我们的时候，你敢不敢这样祷告？
So let's pause here and ask ourselves, if you are in the midst of a trial like this and somebody has done wrong against you, when you pray to God, would you dare to pray a prayer like this?
你有没有把握像大卫说，按我心中的纯正判决我神，然后你也是审判他们？
Would you dare say or add to your prayer like David says, "O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me, judge me and then judge them"?
你愿不愿请求神询问你的心有没有对不起别人的地方，不对不起同事的地方，是不是他们无缘无故，还是他们有理由来对付你？
Would you be bold enough to ask God to examine your own heart and to see whether your enemies are treating you this way for no reason or is it because of something you've done?
你看大卫的这个生命中，他帮了他们，他们也对付他；他不帮他们，他们也对付他。
And David's reasoning is that if he helps them, they still do this to him. Even if he doesn't, they're continuing to hurt him.
所以我们受委屈的时候，我们敢不敢询问我们有没有对不起他人，引发他们的敌意？
When we are on the receiving end of this treatment and we are wrong, can we pray as David prayed?
所以我们来到第九节。
Now we arrive at verse 9.
这里有一个对比。
There is a contrast here.
他的对比是他要恶断绝，他要神坚立义人。
In verse 9, his contrast is the evil of the wicked.That will come to an end and the establishing of righteousness.
大卫恳求神结束罪人的这个全部的这个恶，使到义人能够这个生存。
And he asks that God bring to an end the evil of the wicked, that the righteous might be able to be established.
所以我们的祷告何尝不是如此呢？
Is that not the same as our prayers very often?
那有时候我们祷告，我们说神来帮我对付刻薄的老板。
We pray sometimes, "Oh Lord, can you please deal with my difficult boss?"
可能与我勾心斗角的同事，神啊，求你对付他们。
Maybe you say, "Lord, defeat my scheming colleague."
或者是欺诈我们的人，或者是不顾家的亲戚。
Maybe it is people who are deceiving us, or even family members who are doing this.
这个很像很简单的请求，表明了大卫对神的认识。
It appears to be a simple prayer, but it also reveals that that David understands this God.
大卫认识神是全知的人，心中一切的罪恶，神知道。
He recognizes that this is a God that's omniscient, and he knows all the sins of the human heart.
大卫知道神是无所不在的，罪人不能逃离神的管辖。
He knows that God is everywhere and sinners cannot escape from His rule.
最重要的，神是全能的，神要审判就审判。
Most of all, God is an omnipotent judge, and if He judges, He will judge.
所以他要罪恶结束，他要这个正义的事得到神的帮助。
And so He wants the wickedness to end, and He wants the help of God, the righteous God.
那你看第十节。
Now look at verse 10.
所以第十节说，公义的神审判人的心肠肺腑。
Verse 10 says,
神是我的盾牌，拯救心里正直的人。
Verse 10 says, my shield is with God who saves the upright in heart.
这里讲到的是一个盾牌。
This talks about a shield.
所指的是一个小型的盾牌，当他们打仗的时候，不管是弓箭还是敌人，他能很快速的来使用来保护自己。
And it is a personal shield which is used in battle for when projectiles or swords come up against a person.
所以神不但是施行公义的，他也是你的保护，是你的盾牌。
And so God is not just a righteous God, He is your protector.
他是你的拯救者。
He is your savior.
那这节不难理解。
Now it's not a difficult verse to understand.
可是在苦难中，在压力下。
Yet in the midst of crisis and under pressure,
或者紧张下，我们常常忘记这个很简单的真理。
Maybe when you're anxious, there's a tendency for us to forget this.
神是你的保护，你的帮助，你的拯救。
God is your shield, your protection, your savior.
神能够把你从罪恶里救拔出来。
God can in your sin rescue you.
那我们为什么不寻求神呢？很简单的真理，我们都明白为什么不寻求神。
So why then do we not appeal to God? It's simple.
如果你是基督徒，神已经赐你胜利，胜过世人最大的敌人。
Because as a Christian, God has already given you victory over the greatest enemy of the world.
你最大的敌人是什么？死亡。
Your greatest enemy is death.
他给你最大的应许，他会再来接你。
He has promised you that He will return for you.
他已经为你安排住处。
He has prepared a dwelling place for you.
他这些都已经应许你，为什么你不相信神能够为你伸冤？
If He's already promised all this to you, why do you not believe that God will rescue you?
所以人如果真的欺负你，为什么你不敢向神祷告，叫神对付那些欺负你的人？
And if you are indeed being bullied by others, why would you not go to God and pray that He will vindicate you?
如果你没有做出一，他这个，如果你没有。如果你没有引发他的敌意，是他的无辜，是你无辜，可是他是有意来侵害你的时候，为什么你不向神祷告，向神伸冤？
If you are innocent in all of this and still you are being mistreated unjustly, why would you not go in prayer to God?
那在几个月前，我有一个机会与一个年长的这个妇女谈话。
Not long ago, I was able to speak to a friend, a wise believer.
她打了工三十多年。
And she had worked for over 30 years.
没有结婚。
She had not gotten married.
所以她就做了工，她一直在做工上就受了三十多年，一定受委屈。
And she worked and she continued until her career was 30 years long, and she must have faced some struggles and wrongs.
然后他在银行里面做工，所以银行里面就勾心斗角。
All the more she was working in a bank where there was high pressure and there were ambitions.
所以我问他，你受委屈的时候，你如何的反应？
And I asked her, how did you deal with being wronged at work?
那公司里面的政治，你如何的这个处理？
How did you deal with politics at work?
她没有结婚，所以她回家没有丈夫帮她一起找这个技巧。
She was not married, and so she did not have a husband to help her deal with these problems.
她对我回答说：“神是我的保护，是我是什么？是审判官。”
And her response to me was that God is my protection and my judge.
她说好多次，三十多年来看了，当上司施行压力的时候。他看过神把上司更换。
And in her 30-year career, she had seen that Oftentimes when she was under pressure by a particularly a difficult boss, God would eventually replace that boss.
他说有时候同事跟他施压，他看到有时候同事忍不住辞掉了，不做了。And
when she faced hostility from certain colleagues, over time, when after she was patient, they themselves would leave on their own accord.
所以你看，我们这些很简单的事在我们生活发生的事，可是我们也讲，可能神在后面做工，他改了你的老板，使到你的这个对你敌意的这个同事辞掉，神在审判，神在做事。And
as these everyday things happen in our lives, we sometimes don't recognize the fact that God is working in our lives, that the wicked are being judged.
所以他说他看久了二三十年，他说当他的老板对他不好，他有时候祷告，神可能你就像上一次一样的帮助我，他可能就换了。And
in 30 years of her career, sometimes when as she had seen these things, and when again she was under the pressure of a difficult boss, she would pray, God, maybe like last time, you will do the same and replace him.
所以在压力下，你要确认神在我们生命中的地位，他没有改变。 是你在压力中，你没有正确的思想，神的地位。In
the midst of these trials, we need to recognize God's place and a position in our lives.
你看第十一节，神是公义的审判官。In
verse 11, it says God is a righteous judge.
然后你看接下去，如果你属于神，他必定为你所受的委屈伸冤。And
he says he is also a God who feels indignation every day.
大卫所受的苦刑不是外邦人，大卫的敌人是便雅悯支派他的族人。Now
the hostility that David was facing wasn't from people outside, but he was facing hostility from his own people, from the tribe of Benjamin.
这里是大卫是非常痛心的。And
this made David feel even worse.
在第十一节的英文说 indignation， 这里是。 神为什么？神为大卫感到不平。The
word in verse 11 is indignation. David is saying that God feels indignant, and there's a sense of unfairness that God feels for David.
如果你是属于神的人，你会对这句话觉得很大的安慰。神为你怎么感到不平？Now,
if you are a believer, this verse should bring you a lot of comfort because God feels on behalf of David. Indignation.
所以我们做基督徒，我们不是傻傻给人欺负的这个工作人员，或者在家里里面，我们傻傻给人欺负啊，欺负就好。As
Christians, we are not meant to be pushovers.
公司里人家甩你左边，你不是转来，然后就打你右边。And
if at work somebody slaps you on the left, you don't turn your right cheek and offer it up that he might slap the other.
神能够为你伸冤，你能够跟神求神为你伸冤。
God can vindicate you, and you can ask God to vindicate you.
神答应你伸冤在他，他什么？他必报应。He
says, in fact, that vengeance is mine.
如果你是一个真的信徒，对付你的人是非常无知的。If
you are a believer, the people who oppress you, who bully you, are doing it out of ignorance.
他们欺负你是侮辱你的神。Because
when they oppress you, they are insulting your God.
Of course, 你首先是你要是无辜的，你没有对他们不义哈。
Of course, let's establish first that you are an innocent party. If you are not, then that's a different case.
便雅悯人的诬告，神这个大卫完全没有对不起他们。
The accusation of the Benjamites on David were baseless.
所以你看第二十二节，大卫就连接了，其实他们在什么？他们在反抗神。
And in fact, because they accused David, they were in fact rebelling against God.
所以第三段我们看到公义的这个审判。So
we see this righteous judgment.
所以我们看到三段，第一段和第三段很多失意，第二段都是讲这个审判跟这个公义的事，那个结构不清楚。 所以我们看了三段。
So we've seen three passages, three sections.
So 第一和第三段那个结构很清楚。
And the first and the third are very clear.
第二个的结构就是审判跟公义，你记得那两个字就对了。
And the second is judgment and righteousness. You just need to remember those two.
所以他又画了一个画面, 也是用军事的这个词汇来形容审判。
Now, he gives us another illustration, and he uses military language.
他是说神要对付恶人, 他要什么? 用刀, 用弓, 用火箭, 用杀人的器皿。
And he says that in dealing with the sinners, God will use, will sharpen his knife, will ready his bow, and prepare his instruments for war.
这个刀是磨了，这个那个弓是上了弦，他的这个箭已经是预备了。
It is a sharpening of the knife, a readying of the bow, and a preparation to do battle.
这里的画面是一个做足准备的这个士兵。
And the picture here is of a soldier getting ready for battle.
那大卫的形容对便雅悯人所听到的，他们会明白便雅悯人在说什么。便雅悯人会知道他在说什么。 Now
it is a description that is of significance to the Benjamites.
他们是勇士，他们也是神枪手。
They would understand this language because they were warriors, they were sharp shooters.
这里又有剑又有弓。
And we could see that there are weapons.
有剑有弓就是什么？近距离跟远距离，他们都能征战。神要这样对付他们。
There is both knife and there is both bow, and that talks about battle close range and from a distance.
我刚从 reservist 出来，所以这个是我们的理解是什么？Full battle order, ready to fight, right?
I've just come out of reservist training, and our understanding, the local understanding of it, is to put on your full battle armor, a battle order, ready to strike.
所以大卫的这个形容表明什么？便雅悯人在神的审判之前无处可逃。
What David is saying is that under God's judgment, the Benjamites could not escape.
记得大卫是最著名的神枪手，在他们的历史中，大卫跟他们说神要对付你们。
Now don't forget, David is the most famous sharpshooter amongst them, and he's telling them that God is going to come down on them.
然后他要做一个对比，很有趣的一个对比。And
then he gives us a contrast.
神是勇士，然后便雅悯人是什么？
He talks about God as a righteous judge, but what does he? How does he describe the Benjamites?
我们看第十四跟十五节。
If you look at verse 14 and 15,
这里的这个便雅悯人为什么？他们为作恶、为奸恶、为毒害、为虚假的事。
It says that these people, the Benjamites, were wicked. And they were pregnant with mischief.
他们为这些事做，他们也做了很多功夫。他们欺劳，他们怀胎，他们生产。
They were conceiving evil. They were pregnant with mischief. They were giving birth to lies.
神预备施行公义，他们预备施行邪恶。
And while God was preparing to judge them, they were preparing to do evil deeds.
神装备，他们也策划。
And while God was readying himself, they were planning as well.
神是勇士，便雅悯人是什么？
God was a righteous judge. What were the Benjamites?
这里形容的是什么？ 生产的妇女，这个对比。
He called them pregnant with mischief, like a pregnant woman.
那他们的结果是什么？ 他们的一切的这个筹谋结果是失败。
And in all their scheming, their end will be failure.
他们挖了坑， 绝生了，可是掉进自己的这个陷阱里面。
He says they dug their own pit, and they dug a pit that was deep, but eventually they fell into their own trap.
他们的毒害，他们的强暴，什么临到，落到什么自己的头上。
And all their scheming and all their wicked planning would come down on their own heads.
然后最后17节这里说，因为神的审判，神的公义，敌人的这个。 失败，他要什么？他要称谢神。
In verse 17, it says that because of the destruction of his enemies, he will praise God.
如果你像大卫一样，你在苦难中，
If like David, you are in misery.
你怎么能够转口，然后在17节又能够继续的称谢神呢？ 他的转口非常的快。
How is it you can switch and in David in verse 17 immediately praise God?
你会不会觉得有时候你在困难中你不能赞美神？
Do you feel like sometimes when you are in despair that it is difficult for you to praise God.
可能你在生活中的压力或者紧张，你心灵不能够称谢神，不能感激神。
And maybe in life's trials and in your despair, you are not able to give thanks to God and praise Him.
我要邀请你们回想神以前的帮助，赞美他，为着他以前的帮助赞美他。
I want to ask you to remember how he had in the past.
大卫的这个祷告是诗篇第七篇，我们已经看了他很多，已经看了他不同的诗篇，神不断的帮助他，他能够赞美神，他知道神会继续的帮助他。
And through our study of a few psalms already, we see that God continuously comes to David's aid.
或者可能说，一强你不明白，我的生活真的很苦，你不能够明白，因为你生活非常的安逸。
But maybe you'll say, Jimmy, you don't even understand what my life is like. My life is really a challenge.
我工作非常的压力，我的孩子生病，我大大小小的事，你们这些人是不明白的。
My life is difficult. My children are sick. I have challenges at work. All these things, these struggles that I face, you who live good lives, you'll never understand.
那我说，是的，我们真的不能明白大家的心里的疼痛。
And I will say to you, you're right.There's no way for us to fully understand the pain that is in our hearts.
神明白。
But God understands.
神为了你把他的儿子拆到我们当中，他的疼痛你不能理解。
And God, for your sake, sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. His pain, you will never understand.
神的儿子在世上受侮辱、受委屈是你不能理解的，因为他公义。他是冤枉的，他为了你，静静的上到十字架为你而死。
And the pain that Jesus felt as he in his earthly ministry, as he was innocent yet he was maligned, yet he was killed, you will never understand that pain.
如果你在无助中，我要邀请你思想神怎么拯救你的灵魂。
If you are struggling and you are in despair, I want you to remember how God has saved you.
你的灵魂在罪恶中，他拯救你。
Your soul in despair has been saved.
他成就了这件事，使到你有盼望。
And because he has accomplished this, he has given you hope.
什么盼望？
What hope?
在不久的将来，当你跟神同在的时候。
What's that hope?That hope is in the not too distant future when you are with God.
你丧失的这个刻薄不重要的。
All these things and this hostility and trials that you face are no longer matter.
你同事的敌意不重要的。
The pressure and hostility you get from your colleagues and bosses no longer important.
你亲友的指指点点没有意义了。
And the mistreatment or hostility from your family.Has no more meaning.
因为在那时候，你在世上所受的一切痛苦，是永恒里的什么？以上。
Because all the pain that you have felt in this life, in the eternal perspective, is just an instant.
所以我们用大卫十七节做我们的结束。大卫这里所说的十七，我要照着耶和华的公义称谢他。歌颂耶和华至高者的名。
So let this last verse in verse 17 be our prayer. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord the Most High.
完全公义的神是你苦难中的良友。
The righteous God is your savior in times of trial.
你患难的帮助。
Your help in times of need.
你最密的密友。
And your closest friend. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for the passage that we've just read. We thank you for Psalm 7, and we thank you for the vocabulary of pain that David has given us, that we might express our own.But we also thank you, Lord, for the hope that is in this psalm, the hope that David felt despite walking through the valleys of his life. We thank you that he could look to you, Lord, as the righteous judge, as his protector, as his shield, as the one who would bring justice, Lord, to the unjust treatment that he was receiving. Father, we pray that if there are any amongst us who right now can relate to David's condition, and Lord, you know that in various times we all would have felt that same way. We pray that, Lord, you would remind us of your righteousness, that you would remind us of who you are to us. Remind us of your promises, Lord, that you will indeed return, that you are preparing a dwelling place for us. Remind us, Lord, that in the eternal scheme of things, this pain is but a fleeting moment. We pray that you will give us hope. We pray that you will help us to live lives that are true of this promise and are evidence, Lord, of this belief in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.